It is underway. It started yesterday. Your chance to get into the big game contest, the big game that's happening Sunday, February 2nd. Your chance to potentially win $50,000 if you predict the perfect score of the big game. Then if you do, you would go into a drawing with all the others that predicted a perfect score. I suppose if you were the only one, congratulations, you win. But if not, you have to go into a drawing. It's an online contest. It's real simple. And again, we have a link up on our Morning Team page for the big game contest, which reminds us that the big game, otherwise known in broadcast world as the Super Bowl, and we are broadcasting Super Bowl LIV on 790 News Radio WSGW, so you can hear the game. And that's going to start at 2 o'clock on February 2nd, just like we had the championship games this past Sunday. We were having fun talking about it yesterday. It was in a later portion of our hour, and you probably, I mean, you're up to speed on this, Pat, I know, because it was funny that we were trying to find ways to give Detroit Lions fans hope, because at the end of the Kansas City Chiefs victory, the Kansas City Chiefs were noted as, for the first time in 50 years, returning to the Super Bowl, a chance to win an NFL championship.
That is correct.
And we said, well, in competitive terms, you know, it's now only 62 years since the Lions last won a championship, so... I mean, hey, what's another 12 years? 50 to 12. I mean, you know, we're talking about how long it's been for us, you know?
True, but the Chiefs have been to two Super Bowls while the Lions have.
There is that. Yeah, I know. Well, how about this then?
The Super Bowl.
At the end of the San Francisco victory, it was noted that San Francisco, from 4-12 a year ago.
True.
So if there's anything that should give the Lions hope, although as Art Lewis pointed out, yeah, but the Lions won three games last year.
Yeah.
So does that mean we have to win four games this year in order to then the following year? I still say that if you said to Lions fans, look, this season you have to go and suffer through a 4-12 campaign, but the following year you'll play in the Super Bowl, Lions fans will say, okay, fine with us. We'll do it. So,
well, Dave, he's trying. I'll give him that. He really is. Yeah, he is.
Anything for a little bit of hope, an inkling, a sliver. Anything. And how about this? I'd forgotten about this tie-in. I don't know. You guys remember this? They're talking about all the hype now that's surrounding, especially Kansas City, because of the quarterback, Pat Mahomes. That Pat Mahomes was one time a Detroit Tigers draft pick.
Yes.
I'd forgotten that.
Because
it was back in 2014. I mean, that's a long time ago, you know, 6 years now. That the Tigers, as it says here, took a flyer on Mahomes in the 37th round of the 2014 draft because they knew he wanted to play football, wanted nothing to do with baseball. But they say in those later rounds that teams sometimes do these kinds of things.
Right.
Sometimes there have been players who have, Kirk Gibson, for example. Remember Kirk, who was football,
right.
Only played like a year of baseball for Michigan State, I think. Everyone thought he was going to be going to football, and the Tigers drafted him. And Ricky Leach, another one. But anyway, yeah, the Tigers took Mahomes in the 37th round of the 2014 draft. As a scout says, if he had focused on pitching, he could be a pitcher that was throwing 94 to 95 miles per hour.
Wow.
That quite an arm, yeah.
High quality. Well, he's got the arm for football.
that he does.
Of course, he went on to play football at Texas Tech, set a few NCAA records there, and then has starred for Kansas City in the past couple of years. The opportunity, though, it says here, that Mahomes was given by the Tigers was not lost on him. Talking to Kansas City television station back in September when the Lions and Chiefs played each other, he said, I was in Lubbock when I got drafted. The Tigers knew I was going to play football, but it was still a cool opportunity to get that accomplishment of having that, and I appreciate them for giving me that chance.
Well, course, that's cool.
Then he went out and beat the Lions in football.
Of course. Yeah.
But that was the game, remember, he didn't play too well.
Yeah.
And all the analysts are saying, the Lions, Pat Patricia, figured out how to stop Pat Mahomes.
No.
that wasn't it.
That wasn't it at all.
How about the other Tigers draft picks that year that they took along with Mahomes? Derek Hill. He's yet to play in the major leagues. Hopefully, I don't know what he's doing in the farm system at all. Spencer Turnbull.
Oh, Spencer.
So we know that name. Grayson Greiner.
Okay.
The catcher was also in that. And in round 40 was some guy named Alex Fiedo.
Hey.
who declined, but the Tigers would draft him first 3 years later in 2017.
Yeah.
So, and that's the name that is supposed to be in spring training this year, and perhaps will have a cup of coffee, as they say in the big leagues, to get a taste of Major League Baseball. Mm. We'll see. But this is just kind of interesting, that the tie-in that the Tigers might have to a... I wonder if they'll make that talk about... I wonder if they'll say that in the Super Bowl. Will they bring that up?
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they probably
will.
Well,
with all the pregame coverage, you've got to find a way,
I'm sure.
Right.
Be out
4 hours of coverage, yeah. I think they might find time.
Fill in some time here by telling this story. You'd almost have to, just to fill in the extra time that you got going on. So when are you going to make your official prediction?
I'll do it next week.
Next
I will
week?
Do that next week.
Okay.
Yes, right. Because okay. I got one right, was wrong on the other one. Oh. So I thought
from
the
this
Packers,
past weekend's championship
game. Yeah, thought the Packers would play a bit better than they did. And
They didn't show up.
No.
Well, I couldn't believe
much of the game.
The running game the Chiefs had on that. The
49ers had, right. Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. They were unstoppable.
It was incredible.
Yeah, eating up the clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Garoppolo only threw 15 passes, some really...
From the second quarter on,
He's small number of passes.
Yeah. Yep.
So not this week, but next week, Pat will make his perfect pigskin prognostication on Super Bowl LIV, going back to how we started. So if you're playing in the big game contest, chance to win that $50,000, as much as you might want to make your vote early, you might want to wait and hear what Pat has to say and base your pick on that.